You're listening to the Hub on Art Summer Highlights. So over the last year, we've had some amazing studio artists. They've drawn, they've painted, they've cut, they've stitched, and they've arranged all kinds of artworks. But one of our favourites, and hopefully one of yours as well, was the ceramicist Kenji Urenishi. Kenji builds very precise architectural structures out of clay. And I spoke to him and his wife Sonia throughout this programme. And as usual, I've brought all our chats together for you here for your convenience. So let's find out first what Kenji made in studio. When Kenji Urenishi moved to Australia 14 years ago, he not only stepped away from the culture he'd grown up with, but also from expectations that had been placed on him as an artist. Kenji works with ceramics, and he came into the studio to show us just how he does that. And I asked him why he wasn't able to bring his kiln in with him.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I couldn't get enough muscle to bring. So.
Okay, fair enough. I'm glad that was the only reason. Now, Kenji, you're originally from Nara, and I understand this is the oldest capital city in Japan. It's just south of Kyoto. It has a rich history itself as ceramic art. You studied traditional and contemporary traditions at art school there. So coming to Brisbane back in 2004, how did that affect your own art practice?
It was interesting. I never imagined, you know, living in Australia when I was in Japan. So I didn't have many expectations. And also, I couldn't speak English much. So first of all, you know, I didn't know what they are saying. You know, Australian people's English was a bit different to, the textbook. So I took a long time to understand what people are talking about. Yeah. And also, the culture is so different and nature is so different. And it's quite hard to adapt, you know, quickly. So, you know, that challenging situation made my ceramic work, I think, changed dynamically.
Yeah.
I think.
Now, Kenji, you're here with your wife and also the reason for your expat status, Sonia. Sonia, you originally Australian, and you lured Kenji to Brisbane?
Yes, I'll take responsibility for Kenji in Australia, but I don't think he ever imagined that he was going to be in Australia with a family and an art practice. So, and to be honest, I wasn't sure he was actually going to come when we had about 14 months apart. But he was teaching a ceramic, he had a ceramic studio and students. So he wanted to give them time to wrap up their practice over there. And, and then he came on a plane and he arrived and 14 years later, here we are. And, I'm so glad that it worked out.
Oh gosh, me too. And here you are on national radio, Kenji. We've had painters, we've had drawers, a whole bunch of artists, but you're the first ceramicist. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Now, you have the most wonderful array of tools in front of you. Can you just talk us through a little bit what you have, what you're going to be using today?
Okay, major tool is Japanese carpenter tool is called Kane, I think, which is a ruler, L-shaped ruler. I don't know how to say in English. Mm. And also oil painting palette knife, which is really good for cutting my porcelain slabs. And also when I carve the plaster model, I use Japanese craft knife and bamboo knife, handmade bamboo knife is really one of my favorite tools.
What sort of clay are you using?
I'm using Australian porcelain clay.
Which and you've prepared that already?
Yeah, yesterday I made a porcelain slab. You know, you just roll the clay with rolling pin or if you have slab roller, a bit like a pasta machine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you have to make, it's a bit like a pastry, you know, and that's how you know, you start making object.
And is it the same issue that with pastry, if you overwork it, it fails in a way? Is that the same issue
with
clay?
Yeah, this is really hard because, you know, clay have got moisture, but if you working slowly, clay dries and then bends and, you know, becomes really hard.
Yeah.
So you have to have a right environment, and a certain organization has to happen.
Kenji was working in the studio with his wife Sonia, and Kenji's work is quite geometric. There are a lot of repetitive patterns, and the pieces that he brought in were quite small. So his work looks architectural, but he told me that that wasn't how he was initially inspired.
Yes, I was always interested in looking at the nature and finding repetitive pattern from the nature and a geometric pattern. So I wasn't, you know, making building, human, you know, man-made building, but somehow, you know, the result of it looked like a building.
Yes, it does. Now, tell me, what have you done so far?
So at the moment, I'm just patiently cutting the slabs, porcelain slabs, which is about 2 millimeters thickness. And at the moment, I probably got quite, you know, good amount of little strip of porcelain slabs.
Yeah, you look like you've got maybe about 30 there, something like
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I might be able to make something, you know.
What's the length of them, Kenji, just for our radio audience?
It's about 8 centimeter long and 1.5 centimeter wide.
Yeah. And then what are you going to do with them?
So from now, I use porcelain slip to join the piece together. You know, porcelain slip is just a clay with water.
Ah.
And then you just use it like a glue.
Yes.
And you can just keep connecting.
Okay.
But this process, you know, as you said, you know, quite a high maintenance process, you know, keeps drying and just becomes hard, and sometimes you get crack. So you have to be organized.
Yeah. Mm. Do you have the design already in your head, or are you working organically in that kind of way as well?
At the moment, no clear design in my head. So let's
How
see.
How exciting.
Yes.
So because this is a completely different environment from your home studio, you also have this, you know, one would say an added stress of having to talk to me and be on national radio. Do you think that's going to be a positive stimulus to your
I think so. It's always, you know, good to have a challenging situation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have to push yourself a little bit. And then you might get the most embarrassing result, but that doesn't matter. You
know? No, absolutely not. So then
you may not.
if you don't like what you've created, do you then reuse?
Yeah, at this stage, which is you know, just a clay stage, so you don't need to throw it out. You can put it in water and dissolve, and then that becomes clay again.
Great.
So you can experiment.
Wonderful. Sonia, are you sort of around much at home when Kenji's doing his work?
Yes. I work in an office next door to his studio. So we go off to work, we walk downstairs, and he goes into the making place, and I go into my office and work on the computer.
Yeah.
But we have lunch together, and we kind of communicate during the day, bounce things off each other. So it's good when you're working for yourself to have someone to collaborate with and share ideas.
Yeah. Do you observe a different space that, a different mental space that Kenji goes into as he works?
Yes, he's really relaxed, and as a person, but also as a maker.
Yeah.
And he concentrates. He's quite focused when he makes. But he is also quite resilient. When things don't work out, he is really good at rolling with whatever happens, and he doesn't get too distressed if he's gone through a process and it turns out with a hairline crack, so he can't use it. So it's admirable.
Sonia Urinishi there, sitting by her husband Kenji as he worked away in the Hub and Art studio. Finally, let's check back in with Kenji Urinishi, who created something very special in the studio with clay, and sitting next to his wife, Sonia. So I asked Kenji how he went.
It's a quite lovely piece of art. that's probably my intention. The structurally quite weak. There's no, you know, blazing happening. So it's quite wobbly like a soft tofu.
Actually, I'm trying to think of that name, the name of the game where you put the wooden blocks up.
Jenga.
Jenga. This is like a very, really very close. Fine and precise Jenga. Yeah.
So if you touch wrongly,
yeah,
it collapses.
Right. So you've put these very thin strips, 0.5 of a millimetre or 1.5
probably
millimetres?
Just under 2 mil, I think,
yeah,
this time.
And you've put them end up so that the very thin edge is resting on top of the others, and you've built up a block. So it kind of looks like Jenga, but obviously much better. Kenji, can you explain, or can you talk more about your inspiration of nature, from nature?
You know, I love going to the Australian rainforest,
yes,
which is quite dramatic. It's a As soon as you walk into the forest, it's dark and mysterious. And, you know, often there's nice, beautiful light shaft, you know, coming through the forest. And then lights up, you know, little moss or rocks.
Yes.
And in that moment, I just feel really special. And that moment often disappears really quickly. You know, when I'm gathering, you know, boys, look, it's gone. And I just want to share that sensation through my artwork. So I'm seeking some form all the time to make.
One thing that seems to be common through the work that I've seen of yours is that it's very open work, that there are a lot of spaces through which the light can come through. Does that come from that idea?
Yes. It's my work is not a 100% finalized piece, because I think I need light to play in my artwork, you know, more three-dimensionally.
Yes, yes,
and
I
then
understand.
People who, you know, has this work enjoys the light with my work and themselves.
Kenji, now you and Sonia, you both work from home, and Sonia spends a lot of time on your computer. Sonia, is that correct?
Yes. All day.
But Kenji, you yourself are very low tech. Can you explain that?
I get dizzy when I'm looking at the iPad, so you know I can't spend a long time in front of the screen.
Yeah.
So I use pencil, which is really, really, you know, Kenji friendly equipment, and I use it for the drawing. To kickstart my artwork.
Yes.
So usually I draw really simple, you know, silhouette straight onto the tabletop, which is melamine coated board. And as my work progress, that drawing disappears because I just spend time on the, you know, same tabletop, and I work occasionally. So disappears.
Beautiful.
And then doesn't matter. My original, you know, idea wasn't really meaningful.
Yeah.
The end of result is more important.
Kenji Uranishi and his wife Sonia. And to see more of Kenji Uranishi's work, you can head to our website, The Hub on Art, and there's a link to Kenji's website there as well, where you can see even more images of Kenji's beautiful process. In 2019, I hope you can keep your eye out for some public art projects of Kenji's around Brisbane. And he'll also be part of a group show called Saudacia at Newcastle Art Gallery, opening in March.